Welcome to your yoga nidra practice. Let's dive in. Let's get started. First, of course, tending to your outer space, your outer environment. You can dim the lights, close the blinds, maybe light some incense, turn off any notifications on your phone, tell any neighboring people around you, do not disturb for the next pocket of time. Whatever you need, be unhurried. Be mindful in your transitions. And slowly lay yourself down. Of course, always the option to be seated, reclined. Feet are supported. Maybe some books under them if need be, a bolster, some pillows. Laying down, seated. The most important thing, right, is to be supported, to feel like you can really melt down and back into the surfaces below you. But if you are on your back, legs are splayed out to the sides, hip width distance, maybe a bit wider, so heels root, toes relax out to the right, to the left. Arms out wide, really gliding those shoulders down away from the ears like fingertips were trying to reach for your feet. Shoulder blades knit together. There is space between and under the armpit. Palms up or down, fingers softly, sweetly curled. Scoop your pelvis to anchor the tailbone down, closing that window in the pelvis between the hips and the low ribs, like you're closing the jaws of a crocodile. Low back as connected with the ground, with the support, with the earth, as much as middle back and upper back. That slight tuck of the chin, feeling that puppet string elongation in the spine, you got it. Unhinge the jaw. Any little shimmies with the shoulders, the hips, maybe some tense and release, squeezing the glutes. And then softening anything you need to find symmetry and softness, support through the whole body. You may want a blanket to stay warm, that weight on top of you, very grounding. A pillow under your head, one under the knees if you don't have a bolster. An eye mask, eye pillow, sock or sleeve, even gloves and cozy socks, crystals and stones, whatever you need. Adjust your props and your body just so that you feel supported, yes, safe and soft. Rest your body, take note of what that feels like, and allow your bones to sink down heavy. Bones settling down towards the earth below you. Yoga Nidra is a journey of relaxation by eventually resting the body in stillness. We do just that. We journey, we navigate through the layers of ourself. And here we can renew, rejuvenate, and rewire old patterns that simply do not serve us anymore. You cannot get this wrong. No efforting is required from here on out. Simply tether, lasso to my voice, to my vibe. Do your best to stay with it. And if you drift in and out, fall asleep, that is perfect. So taking any last little fidgets or adjustments, what could you do to be even 1% more comfortable? And why haven't you done that? No judgment, fully invest in you. Smooth out through the forehead, relax the scalp. Eyes sink heavy in their sockets. Ear canals open as outer architecture melts down. Temples join this downward melt, flesh of the cheeks towards their cheekbones as well melt. Jaw is unhinged. Tongue is soft, throat open, collarbones broad, chest wide open, receiving all of that oxygen. Ribs open, belly soft, glutes soft, hips open, legs heavy. And we'll journey through a little bit of breath work to preheat the oven. Some of you may have done this before or heard of it, maybe not. 4, 7, 8. A soothing balm, a wonderful tip to use whenever you need it. Driving, first thing in the morning, bookending your day. Maybe you need to excuse yourself and take a moment to take a breath. Wonderful to shift gears, downshift out of that fight or flight. Maybe thoughts are running a little too quickly. It's all good. 4, 7, 8. Easily accessible and so beneficial, quickly beneficial. All belly breath, yes, diaphragmatic breath. It will be an in-breath through your nose for a count of 4, filling up like a big balloon, low belly, mid belly, upper belly. Then you're going to hold the breath, trying to keep the shoulders down, no unnecessary grip or tension in the body. And then as if you were whistling or drinking through a straw, a slow exhale for 8. Double the inhale. So good for that nervous system. We'll do a few rounds together. Stay curious when you're ready. Through the nose, a big belly breath in. Fill low belly, mid belly, ribs grow wide. Fill the chest. Now hold. Stay soft. Try to release resistance in the body, resistance in the mind. No judgment. Through that little circle, blow the air out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In through the nose. Hold here at the top. Notice what is going on when you're neither breathing in or out. Now through the mouth, a slow release, let it go. Let's do 2 more. In through the nose. Fill that belly like a big balloon. Notice the color of it. Hold at the top. Shoulders soft. Jaw unclenched. You got this. I'm right here with you. Through that tiny circle, through the mouth, exhale. Empty out. Belly drops down towards the spine. Last one. You've got this. In through the nose. Hold it at the top. Curious about this space, neither breathing in or out. Through the mouth, slow exhale, let it go. Now simply take a big breath in, no count. Breathe all the way to the top. Hold. Maybe one more sniff or sip in. longest but last hold here. You've got this. You're safe. Open the mouth, stick out your tongue, big sigh, make some noise, let something go. Yes. Taking another one of those, maybe another six if you need to. And just let the body recalibrate, making any last fidgets, wiggles, squiggles, adjustments. Making sure you feel fully supported, symmetrical between the right and the left. If you haven't already, closing down the eyes, feeling that connection of the eyelids. Welcome yourself into this space. Welcome all parts of you here. The scared part of you, the anxious part, the happy, the present, the elated, the wild part of you, the tame part, the shy, the confused, the uncertain, the angry, the part of you that wasn't done grieving yet, the hopeful, the childlike part of you. Invite all of you back like a reverse starburst. All of you welcome here. Now, become aware of this space, of all of you, body, mind, spirit, lying in this room that you're in. Sense the weight of your body, maybe the outline, trace it with a certain colored marker. Laying here in this room, become aware of the surface you lay on, perhaps the walls, the ceiling, the floor, any doors or furniture. Now, zooming out, aware of the entire building that you're in. Feel yourself in this space. Sensing the building that you're in. Zoom even further out, spreading, broadening your awareness of your community, your city or town. Can you zoom out more, sensing the province, the state, wherever you are, the country? Keep going, sensing your cosmic address, the entire planet Earth, and you laying here in stillness, occupying the space that you do. And can you notice within this space, in this stillness, your breath moving like a wave in and out? Like the ocean, this wave of breath constantly occurring, constantly moving in and out. This ebb and flow, belly fills, belly rises. Simply aware, anchoring to, tethering to, lassoing to your natural breath. In yoga nidra, we work with what is called a sankalpa, the heart's desire, a wish of your soul, your intention. Your sankalpa is a reflection of the medicine that you need, that you want, that you choose in this moment. So feel into this, listening, aware, curious space that is you. Dive into that perfect intelligence of your heart and receive the Sankalpa that wants to come through you now. If you already have your Sankalpa, perfect. If not, still perfect. Some examples to use or draw inspiration from. I am at home in my body. All of me is welcome. I am happy. I am calm. I am whole. Choose your Sankalpa. Allow your Sankalpa to choose you. There we go. And in your mind, in your heart, through every cell, repeat it 3 times. Full of faith and feeling now. Yes. Now diving into a new layer of self with a rotation of consciousness. The body remains completely still, and your focus will flow through different parts of the body as I name them. Again, the body remains completely still. Simply breathe into the parts. Maybe you repeat the name mentally, or simply notice sensation. An automatic relaxing and softening, a release as you simply notice the body part. We begin with the right hand thumb. Index finger, right middle finger. Feel your right ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of right hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, chest, right nipple, right ribs, waist, hip, right thigh, right kneecap, shin, calf, right ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and right little toe. Entire right side of your body. Now allow your focus to float into the left hand thumb. Landing here, float to left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left chest, left nipple, left ribs, waist, into left hip, thigh, cap of left knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, sensing the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left little toe. Whole left side of you. And glide your attention to the very top of your head, the forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, eyebrow center, right eyeball, left eyeball, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, tip of your nose, the upper lip, lower lip, space between lips, the chin, the jaw, entire throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side chest and lung, left side chest and lung, the heart, heart center, the heart, the abdomen, top to bottom, the pelvis to the pelvic floor, right leg, hip to toes, left leg, hip to toes, right arm, shoulder through fingertips, left arm, shoulder through fingertips, adding the torso, the neck, the throat, the face, the head, the whole right side of the body once again, the whole left side of the body, merging both sides, sensing the whole body, whole body, focus and feel the whole body. Now notice your breath, the natural, organic flow of the breath, ebbing and flowing like the ocean waves, coming on to the beach when you inhale, and moving out from the beach when you exhale. Ebb and flow of the breath, the wave washing in, breathing in, wave washing out, breathing out. You, dear one, are not the breather. You, all parts of you, are the one who watches the breath. noticing the breath that is breathing you. Now send and glide, slide your awareness down and in to the pelvis, the middle of your low belly, center between the hips. Inhale, breathe in through the center of your pelvis and up to your third eye. As you breathe out, send the breath back down the front line of the body to the pelvis. Breathe in here, up through the body, landing at the third eye center. As you breathe out, breath orbits down back to pelvic center. The natural breath in and up through the body, pelvis to third eye, down and out the front line of the body, third eye back to pelvis. A natural, organic cycle, orbit of breath, flowing around and around, lulling you into the deepest state of ease, of space, of calm. Stay tethered and lassoed to the breath as best you can. Keep coming back. Inhale through center of pelvis, low belly, up to third eye, brief landing. Exhale down front line from the third eye, back to pelvis. Breathing in this way a few moments. I am right here with you. Breath. An orbit of awareness, journeying together. And on your next inhale, land and stay at eyebrow center, releasing breath, releasing orbit of awareness. And now welcome in an experience of spaciousness. How do you feel expansion, no boundaries, spaciousness in your body? You are everywhere, no edges, vast and wide, as far out as you can imagine. Notice your inner experience of space, of expansion now. reaching out as far as you can. Release that, clear it away. And now could you welcome an experience of smallness in your body? Feeling compact, imagine your body shrinking, decreasing in size to a grain of rice or sand. What does it feel like to be small, compact, and contained? Feeling smallness inside. Now shift back to the experience of expansion, spaciousness, feeling vast and edgeless everywhere. And then invite in the feeling, the experience of being small once again. A grain of sand. And now could you sense both opposing experiences, opposite sensations at the same time? Small and spacious. Spacious. And small. Let that go, clear it away. Come back to the space between your eyebrows, eyebrow center, and notice the screen of your mind. And on this internal movie screen, in front of the eyes, behind closed lids, I invite you to see, sense, visualize, imagine the images that I will name. No pressure, no expectation, simply see. And feel as best you can. A blade of grass covered in dew. A purple lotus flower. Your favorite pillow. Torrential rain. Fireflies. Crunchy leaves. On the ground, a crowded subway station, a bookmark, your father's hands, engagement ring, snowflake on your tongue, a blue jay feather, dream catcher. The crackle of a bonfire. Roasted marshmallow. Emerald green. A Buddha laughing. Your reflection in a mirror. The trunk of an elephant. Ease and calm. Ease and calm. Rest here in this cocoon of ease and calm. Whole body, whole being, resting in peace, present, ease and calm. Rest here. Be held here. Receive here. And from this space of pure awareness, of peace, ease, and calm, bringing back to mind, back to heart, your intention, your sankalpa for today, and repeating it 3 more times. With courage, with feeling, with faith, with trust. Now, could you notice where that outline of your body meets the space that you are in, the air around you? You can start to deepen the breath. Eyes stay closed. And again, sensing where you are in this room, building, community, your space on this earth. Arriving back here. Take up the space. Feeling the clothes on the body, blankets, pillows, eye coverings, socks. The points of connection of the surface below you and your body. Points of support. Take note of the time of day, us right here together, bookending the practice. Continuing to deepen the breath. Belly fills up like that big colored balloon. Belly drops down as it empties out. Let something go. You can stay here in stillness, drift deeper down into sleep, or pause and reflect, staying just as you are, no movement. That's perfect. If you feel called, you can wiggle fingers and toes. Draw corners of the lips up to the eyes. Maybe rock the chin from one shoulder to another. You could point the toes. Slide the legs back together to touch. Reach the arms overhead. Full body stretch. Reach out through fingertips, down and out through toe tips. Big belly breath in. Exhale, open mouth sigh, stick out your tongue, let something go. You can hug your knees in towards your chest. Maybe lift head, neck, and shoulders, nose towards knees. Give yourself a rock and a roll, nice massage for the adrenals, the spine, the kidneys, the back. Bringing yourself back into this moment. Any movements that feel intuitive, maybe intuitive stillness. When you're ready, you could roll over to your side, curled up in the fetal position. Maybe what was under knees now goes between them, or kick it off to the side. Bottom arm as a pillow, maybe you flip to the cool side. Again, stay on back, curled up to your side. Maybe you come to your belly or a tall seat. Keep your eyes closed. Re-feather your nest. Invest in this moment. It and you are not afterthoughts. And when you're ready, pause. Practice the pause to invite all parts of you back here. Parts that may have been given away, fragmented away, taken, call them back. All parts of you landing here and feeling that shift. Move into it. A shift in consciousness, shifting now how we show up in the world, how we see it, who we are within it. Pause here to simply feel, to breathe and simply be. With hands at heart center, I see you. I see all parts of you. Welcome back. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.